morning is Friday. Every Friday, we take a drink suggestion that you have sent in, something most of us, hopefully or all of us, have never even tried, one of your favorites. We try it live on the air. We post the recipe at radradio.com, and we give you our thoughts. Last week, we did literally a made-up drink that Maggot Elizabeth had created called the Creamy White Float.
Oh, that was good.
With Kahlua, Irish cream, vodka, and cream soda, and it was shockingly good and refreshing.
Yeah.
Little sweet. It depends on your palate. It would be a great way to end a day of drinking.
Absolutely.
It's really good. So we need to pick our drink here in a few moments because we save everything that you send in, rad@radradio.com. That's how you have to send them in. We can't take them on Facebook, and you certainly can't call in with your drink suggestion because I am not a dictator.
Tater.
If you email us, rad@radradio.com, and if it's not a duplicate suggestion, which we're getting a lot of those now, and as long as it doesn't violate our rules, which I'll tell you in a second, we shove it into Dawn's box. Dawn has the biggest box of any. We went around looking.
Box.
When we started getting all of these suggestions and submissions, I need to put these somewhere.
And Amanda's had a baby.
And Dawn, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
That my box should be big, I guess.
Yes, I know. Once again, we're alluding to things. We're going to have a team meeting about double entendre, I think.
What's in the box?
My career.
I'm just following Dawn's lead.
Yes, oh, I know.
Mine was just a joke to move past.
When we had all those suggestions, Dawn mentioned, hey, I have a really big box. And we started shoving the drink suggestions into the box.
Get it up there.
What's in the box?
The drink suggestions and my career are in the box. So they all live there forever. So even if you submitted them way back in June when we started all this, we still may pick your drink. Now, the rules, by the way, if you want to submit your drinking suggestion, we don't light anything on fire.
God, no.
We don't drink out of halved fruits.
Ugh, too much work.
No muddling, same reason.
Oh, yeah.
Your drink suggestion cannot have more alcohol than a Long Island iced tea.
Ugh.
Remember, the whole motivation behind Drinking with the Maggots is America has re-embraced with fervor its love for a responsible adult drinking. We are getting less and less judgmental and more open to the idea of, yeah, you can have a drink at lunch if you want and go back to work. You can have a couple glasses of wine at dinner and safely get home. And if you do anything more than that, in this day and age, there's so many ways for you to get home with Uber, Lyft, cabs, designated drivers, that there's no excuse. And so people have lightened up more. Plus, if you kind of look at the last, 18 years of America's history, we all need a drink.
Yeah.
So that's why we won't do more alcohol than Long Island. Look, we can take a couple sips of a drink and safely get ourselves home. And if we ever party more on the air, we always have designated drivers.
Hell yeah.
We're not doing these 9 alcohol drinks. No Jägermeister because we've all thrown up from it.
Dumb drink.
Nothing with energy drinks. We're all over the whole, look at all this caffeine keeping me up.
Oh, look at me. I've got energy.
Vodka Red Bull.
And because people have suggested it, we had to make a rule that we don't drink anything that is alive.
Dear God.
Like a minnow in our
snakes.
Sky. Like they do in Texas and other places. We will get to all of the drinking suggestions and our potential drink for tomorrow after a quick round of booze news.
Booze news, 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 booze news.
First one's an update. We talked last week about dry January. This is the idea of, it's not necessarily a New Year's resolution. Some people make it that. But it is the idea of you party so hard over the holidays, some of you starting as early as Halloween or Thanksgiving or obviously Christmas or you just start drinking more than usually you would. And by the time the holidays are over, you feel toxic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're done. You want to, ugh.
So a lot of you say, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not just going to lessen my amount of alcohol. I'm just going to stop drinking. Yeah. I'm just taking January off.
Cleanse.
So they call it a dry January. Millions who are taking a break from alcohol after the holidays, according to many new medical experts, are at risk of ending up next month on mega booze benders.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God.
Others have questioned whether campaigns such as Dry January actually work at all. Dr. Ian Hamilton, a lecturer at New York University, said this week, quote, many of us can be economical with the truth when it comes to how much we drink. So we pause there, something that I always point out with every survey that involves anything that is judgy. He's saying people lie.
Yeah.
How do we ever prove that dry January even happens? Because people want to say that they aren't drinking, or that they're sticking to something that they... So he says there has to be an element of that first and foremost before he talks about the booze bender problem. Because first and foremost, a lot of people lie and they don't go through with it, but they tell you that they do, so we don't even know if this whole idea works.